Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Happy anniversary, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, and next week we'll celebrate our 23rd anniversary. The whole thing, all week long, extra obnoxious. Fair warning. John Panaccione is here. John is the co-founder of Vet to CEO. And John, he's also a veteran of our military. John, thank you again for your service. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all you're doing, continuing to give back to our brothers and sisters, veterans. You've got a new organization that you're working on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just launched it. It's called FOLA Capital. F-O-L-L-A.
Say it again. F-O-L-L-A.
FOLA Capital. F-O-L-L-A Capital. Uh-huh. And we're a registered broker dealer, and you know we're going to be involved in helping small businesses raise money.
So tell us about that. Now, when I hear broker dealer, I'm thinking securities, and if it's securities, that's typically not something that you think about for Main Street business. You think of Main Street business as bootstrapping or getting angel investors or borrowing money for the bank or whatever. How do you blend those two together?
Ah, great question. Well, the Jobs Act of 2012 created exemptions for small businesses to raise money through exempt securities under five different programs. The most popular one is called Regulation CF or Regulation Crowdfunding, and
right. which is a new one. It's an offshoot to the old Reg D's, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of similar to that. Reg D is one of the five, actually. But, you know, under the changes under Reg CF, a small business, even a startup, can raise up to $5 million starting in January from 1.07. So we're going to be involved in those programs, and particularly helping veteran-owned businesses, first and foremost, but also minority and women-owned businesses. So those three groups of people statistically get the shaft when it comes to traditional forms of sources of capital.
Well, all small businesses do. It's tough. It's capitalizing a small business out of the ground from a blank sheet of paper is one of the hardest things you'll ever do. But now, one of the things that I'm interested in hearing is, you know, whenever you take investor money, you have to reconcile that at some point in time, right? I mean, they don't want to be with you the rest of their life like your banker does, you know. And so, how do you reconcile that? Because as you well know, some people don't want to have anybody else owning their business. They want to own it themselves, and they want to run it till they drop dead at 105. And what do you think? How does that reconcile?
Well, two quick things. One is, you know, through these programs, you could raise money through debt. You know, you can fund a debt instrument, and then it's just like getting a bank loan. You're just paying the people back. But once you pay them back, your obligations to them as investors go away, just like when you pay off a bank
loan.
Do
they get warrants?
If you want them to. The beauty of it is you kind of design the security.
you're saying the Reg CF crowdfunding allows you to go to the marketplace to borrow money, And you borrow it from this fund that's aggregated other people's money, and you amortize the loan and the interest, and when you pay it off, you're done with them.
You can do it that way. There are a number of ways to do it, but just a correction. I mean, technically, you're going to the community. You know, now non-accredited investors.
Yeah.
You can Google that, which is 90% of the population now legally invest in these securities, given some constraints that are published by the
SEC. But you don't have an individual deal with each person. They aggregate the money into a little fund, right?
Sometimes not. Sometimes you got literally a deal with hundreds of people, you know, contractually. Huh. But, you know, there are techniques to pool that money, that I won't want to bore people with. But, yeah. that happens quite often.
Right. Well, the only reason I'm bringing this up, John, is I'm excited about what you're doing. I'm excited about the CF, the Reg CF, but I don't want people to think that this is like a manna from heaven. This is a complicated transaction that there's a number of ways to do it, and it might not be for you. I'm not minimizing it. I'm proud of it, what you're doing, but it might not be for everybody. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, and neither are the other forms of sources of funding either,
exactly.
And that's the point, right? What we're all about is educating people in the entire spectrum of sources of funding, with this being a new one, and helping people make good choices about where to go.
And now there are more options. That's the main thing. There are more options that we didn't have before. Hey, John, keep up the good work. Thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
John Penichone. And be sure to check that out, folks. Fola Capital. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.